Phase 5. Do. The basic purpose of this workflow management process is to facilitate good choices about what you're doing at any point in time. At 10:33 a.m. Monday, deciding whether to call Sandy, finish the proposal, or process your emails will always be an intuitive call. But with the proper pre-planning, you can feel much more confident about your choices. Three models for making action choices. Let's assume for a moment that you're not resisting any of your stuff out of insecurity or procrastination. There will always be a large list of actions that you are not doing at any given moment. So how will you decide what to do and what not to do and feel good about both? The answer is by trusting your intuition. If you have collected, processed, organized, and reviewed all your current commitments, you can galvanize your intuitive judgment with some intelligent and practical thinking about your work and values. I've developed some models that will be helpful for you to incorporate in your decision-making about what to do. They won't tell you answers, but they will assist you in framing your options more intelligently. The four criteria model for choosing actions in the moment. At 3:22 on Wednesday, how do you choose what to do? There are four criteria you can apply in this order: context, time available, energy available, and priority. Context. A few actions can be done anywhere, like drafting ideas about a project with pen and paper, but most require a specific location, at home or at your office, or having some productivity tool at hand, such as a phone or a computer. These are the first factors that limit your choices about what you can do in the moment. Time available. When do you have to do something else? Having a meeting in 5 minutes would prevent doing many actions that require more time. Energy available. How much energy do you have? Some actions you have to do require a reservoir of fresh, creative mental energy. Others need more physical horsepower. Some need very little of either. Priority. Given your context, time, and energy available, what action will give you the highest payoff? This is where you need to access your intuition and begin to rely on your judgment call in the moment. To explore that concept further, let's examine two more models for deciding what's most important for you to be doing. The threefold model for evaluating daily work. When you're getting things done, there are three different kinds of activities you can be engaged in: doing predefined work, doing work as it shows up, and defining your work. When you're doing predefined work, you're working off your next actions lists, completing tasks that you have previously determined need to be done. You're making the calls you need to make or drafting ideas you want to brainstorm. You can also be doing work as it shows up. Often things come up that you either have to or choose to respond to as they occur. For example, your partner walks into your office and wants to have a conversation about the new product launch, so you talk to her instead of doing all the other things you could be doing. Every day brings surprises, and you'll need to expend at least some time and energy on many of them. When you follow these leads, you're deciding by default that these things are more important than anything else you have to do. Now, defining your work entails clearing up your in-basket, your email, your voicemail, and breaking down new projects into actionable steps. A good portion of this activity will consist of identifying things that need to get done sometime, but not right away. You'll be adding to all of your lists as you go along. Once you have defined all your work, you can trust that your lists of things to do are complete, and your context, time, and energy available still allow you the option of more than one thing to do.